Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Happy Tuesday, 6:07 in the morning. Thank you for hanging out with us. My name is Edgar. This is Brian.
Hey, everyone.
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Are you sick or still hungover today?
Both.
Oh, yeah. She's a grown-up. Four-day hangovers.
Relatable.
Yeah, she's definitely growing up. That's what happens when you start aging, man. You just... Hangovers just linger, yeah.
They put you on the like disabled list.
Exactly.
You're off the injured reserve.
But we appreciate you being in, Tamara. We love you, girl. All right, good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
What's up, buddy? All right, man. So we survived round one of the rain, which was yesterday. Round two coming in early afternoon today into Wednesday. And then round three, which is the toughest round, Wednesday night into Thursday. All right, so get ready for that. FYI, man, if you're coming west on 60 into LA, crazy accident. It probably happened like 2 minutes before I got to this area. But long story short, one car facing the wrong way.
Never good.
Right around East LA, about to go into downtown. And then a truck flipped on its side.
Even worse.
And I'm just like, what in the world? Literally... the cops had just gotten there. So just be careful as you're coming in westbound on 60. You might want to take the 10 or some streets. Just FYI, I'm sure they're on it, but that's going to take a while, right? Like a truck that's flipped on its side.
Oh, yeah. You got to get like a, they get like this kind of, it's like a crane tow truck to get it back on its side, and then they'll try to, or back on its wheels, and they'll try to drag it onto something else. It depends if you can even roll anymore.
Yeah, man. I hope and pray everybody's fine in that situation right there. So just be careful as you're driving in, familia. Are you guys in with this new movement? I'll ask Chelsea and Tamara, January.
January, you mean?
Yeah,
January. Yeah,
same thing, right?
You know,
January.
I heard about it. No judgment to anyone who wants to do it.
So that
you
means
do
no.
You, but I am not going
you
to
do you.
January.
Means judgment.
No,
is what it means.
Not.
You can say you're not judging, but you do you means like, girl, I am not doing that, and I think it's gross, and I think you're gross.
If anybody starts with, look, I'm no one to judge, what follows is a judgment. Tamara. You're sick, you're hungover. This would be a perfect time for you just to let...
to get hairy.
Your hair go. Mm-hmm. Are you going to join January?
Absolutely not.
No! Okay, fantastic. So it got started by a student in the UK who hasn't had a date in over 2 years. And no, I don't know.
Is that
know
for real?
That.
No, that's just a detail, side note. At least not in January, she hasn't.
Exactly, right? No, but she's a drama student. And she said she loved the feeling where for a role in a play, she had to let her hair on her legs just grow out. And she said she felt so empowered.
Really?
Just by letting it grow and just being like, F it, I'm good to go. And that's what January is all about. Just feeling empowered over your body, Chelsea.
I feel like, yeah. That's good, but I also feel like it's a little bit, it could be lazy, because I feel like it doesn't feel good growing. It's itchy. Right.
Of course
like,
it's lazy.
It smells, everything smells worse, I think.
She can say it's all about like women's empowerment. Really, it's about cutting your shower 10 minutes shorter. That's all it's about.
Yeah,
she doesn't have to shave her legs for the month of January.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
So you may be asking yourself this morning, when is this rain going to end? It's going to be off and on until Thursday night, guys. Just FYI, maybe a little bit Friday morning. Another question you're probably asking yourself this morning is there anything Snoop Dogg can't do? The answer is no.
Not if you're looking for entertainment, man.
No.
The guy just talking is funny.
Yeah, he's absolutely amazing. Maybe some of you are like, yo, bro, I bet Snoop can't cook. The dude can cook. Like, who would have thought that, right? And not only that, I don't know if you guys saw his book, From Crook to Cook. He's got a cookbook. You know what I'm saying? But now, this audio is absolutely amazing. Chilling with the LA Kings hockey announcers doing play-by-play. We need him in there every day. Check this out.
Here's the power play. We're going to face off real quick. Ref about to drop the puck on the ice. We're real close to our side of the line. He drops it. He didn't drop it. He paked it. Paked and baked and faking. Here we go again. Come on, ref. You're looking at his eyes. Drop the puck. Kick them out. You got to get a new person in there. Out of there. You talk too much. Dropped it. There it goes. Get your back. Watch your back. There it is. Right behind his back. 23 trying to slide in where he ride in. Up against the wall. Kicks it up against the knees. Power play. Not effective. But we still can regroup and get some money. Let's get some money. Come on, eight. Doty, Doty, Doty. That's my dog. Oh, get there. Come on now. 77. I didn't even know I could play by play like that, huh?
Man, that was pretty good. I like that.
Honestly, I don't know what was happening in the game, but that was amazing. I don't care.
Yeah, it sounds like he was rapping. It was like a new song.
This is how he talks.
Yeah.
There's another clip, too, where he's like, somebody gets checked and he goes, "Move, get out the way." And then the announcer's like, "Is that ludicrous?" You know it.
So good.
Oh, that's so good right there. Snoop, we love you, bro. Thank you. Also, man, I found this story this morning trending on social media. And just think of how amazing this is, right? So nowadays, a 17-year-old, basically unknown in this industry of Hollywood, if you will, or showbiz or entertainment, just got casted for one of the biggest roles, right? Her name is Rachel Zegler, and she's going to portray Maria in Steven Spielberg's film that's coming up, which is The West Side Story. Legendary film, musical from back in the day, one of the first musicals to ever portray lead actors and actresses that are Latinos, right? And Brian, we met one of them, Rita Moreno, at the Gracie Awards.
Oh, she's amazing, man.
Legendary.
Awesome.
She's been in showbiz for 70 years, Puerto Rican, just crushing it. And we saw her that night, which is just a few months ago. Her energy is amazing, super sharp, super charismatic.
She's like one of those, like an older person that just kind of like owns the room.
Yeah.
You're like, you're still a little nervous that you don't want her to like just like roast you when she starts talking.
But super humble, taking pictures with anybody and everybody. So anyways, Rachel Zegler, she's a high school student from New Jersey. She beat out 30,000 submissions, guys.
Wow.
And she submitted via social media. Just a video. She's holding her phone, selfie mode, in her high school theater, and just singing. And that's how she got casted.
Oh, I'm off the deep end. Watch as I dive in.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, wow.
She's got some pipes on her, man. Mm.
Just chilling in your high school theater to working with Steven Spielberg.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Thank you for hanging out with us. 6:40 in the morning right now. Rain's going to continue off and on through Thursday night, so hang in there. Round one was yesterday. Round two today, and round three coming in Wednesday night into Thursday. And I just got this alert on my phone. Man, I wish I had my alerts off sometimes. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn. Netflix raising prices, guys, FYI, for 58 million U.S. subscribers. It's the biggest hike they've had since their existence. It's going up, basically, their high-end or their big package, if you will. It's going from $11 to $13. That's it. I'm quitting. Quitting Netflix.
That's kind of their strategy, though, right now, is just to kind of slowly, because it used to be $7.99, then they go up to $9.99. They're like, hey, don't freak out. It's just a couple bucks, but you know you have nine people on your account.
Everybody chips in.
13.
That's using your password.
Hey, have everyone Venmo you $1 right now, and you can cover this hike.
Even though it's going to be $13, right, for their high definition one or whatever, do you think it's higher or lower than HBO? For $13.
Price-wise? I would say lower.
I have both on my phone. And I don't want... My brother is logged in. I think it's... I think a little bit lower still.
Yeah. $13. HBO is $15. So there you go.
Got it.
Good job, man. Coming up next in the Chelsea Report, what you working with, Chels?
Oof, Kanye West is rubbing people the wrong way again.
Oh, wow.
Big surprise there. Is he sticking up for R. Kelly this time, though? We're going to break it all down. Coming up next in the Chelsea Report at 6:50.
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial Free Mondays.
Yes. Good news. Selena Gomez is back.
Oh, that's awesome.
I go back to you.
So she broke her social media silence yesterday to let everyone know she's doing well. It's been about 4 months, actually, since we heard from her. Back in September, she said she was taking a break from social media. And then right around that same time, she entered treatment for anxiety and depression. But it does seem like she's in a good place. The caption she posted yesterday on her social media, along with a few pictures of herself, read, "Last year was definitely a year of self-reflection, challenges, and growth. It's always those challenges which show you who you are and what you're capable of overcoming. Trust me, it's not easy. easy, but I'm proud of the person I'm becoming and look forward to the year ahead.
I always love when people actually take that break from social media, mm-hmm. right? When they do the big dramatic announcement. I had a friend just do that. They're like, I usually hate it when people announce their departure from social media, but life is so stressful right now. 3 days later, back on Twitter. It's like, you fixed it, did you?
Really?
The rough year, you fixed it, huh?
All good to go in 3 days.
Yeah.
Roger that.
What I appreciate of Selena Gomez is how open she's been with mm-hmm. these challenges. Mm-hmm. And I think her posting this stuff and being transparent encourages so many people that are going through anxiety, depression, whatever it may be that people are going through, to say, hey, it's okay to get help. And it's not only okay, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
To take care of yourself, you know?
Don't sit there and just let bad things happen to you and kind of go down that wormhole, especially with social media mm-hmm. and people of high profile. But I'd say anybody. You go on social media and you feel like everyone who is like a hater is in your backyard. Yeah, they're not. It's just the noise is louder there because mm-hmm. the negative just kind of comes to the surface.
Definitely. Well, it's good to have her back. So a lot of R. Kelly's former collaborations have spoken out against him following the airing of Lifetime's Surviving R. Kelly docuseries. Lady Gaga pulled her collab with R. Kelly off all streaming platforms. Chance the Rapper, Ciara, and Celine Dion are reportedly working on doing the same thing. But Kanye West, so he went on a rant over the weekend.
No way. Get out of here. That doesn't
sure
sound
did.
Like him.
Kanye doesn't rant.
And it rubbed people the wrong way because while he doesn't say R. Kelly's name in this rant, it does sound like he's referring to him right here.
Everybody, they want the art from the artist, but anytime they do anything erratic, they just gonna pull up full documentaries on them, and then they gonna come with the Michael documentary, then they gonna come with the doc. We can enjoy all their music all we want, you know? Because all of a sudden, every artist is supposed to be perfect, right?
So he's basically saying that it's important to separate the artist from their music.
Yeah, if I were Kanye, I would be saying the same thing, too.
Yeah.
He's made some mistakes lately.
Yeah, and so there you have it. Kim, of course, has come to Kanye's defense, usual, and is saying, you know what, that is not what Kanye was referring to at all. She said Kanye was speaking about his own experience of everyone. Quick to say they are canceling him because of a difference in opinion and not being perfect. He's not condoning anyone's actions or unacceptable, disgusting behavior. My husband's words are being taken out of context due to timing.
She's like Kanye's translator.
Yeah. I know, exactly.
Guys, he didn't mean that.
I know.
What he meant. Quick question for you guys. I just said rapidly, yo, that's a good wife. She has her husband's back. But is she a good wife if she knows that her husband at times is in the wrong, just always having his back no matter what? Well, is that right thing to do?
I mean, publicly, I think she's doing the right thing because it's her marriage. But I don't know what she's saying to him behind closed doors. I would say, just to jump back real quick, like, we don't expect artists to be perfect. We just expect you not to commit crimes, like heinous crimes, mm-hmm. and victimize people, right? So it's like, we know artists are going to mess up. Hey, Kanye messes up, says dumb stuff all the time. You can kind of forgive some of that. You can say, well, your music, and you're human, you make mistakes. But like R. Kelly, those aren't like, oh, he's just
those
human making mistakes.
That's become a pattern.
Exactly.
Exactly, yeah.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up next at 7:10, another chance for you to win $1,000. $1,000 for you 10 times a day from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Good luck. Also, how big of an impact did one day of LAUSD's teacher's strike have? Just one day. You'll be shocked to hear how big of an impact they had. Coming up next.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Yesterday, round one of the rain came through. Round two going to be coming through today, early afternoon. And then round three, Wednesday night into Thursday. And allegedly, round three is going to be the toughest one. So embrace yourselves. Put the weekend looking sunny and beautiful in the 70s, all right? Right about now, we're going to get into this, man. Yesterday, first day of the teacher strike here at LAUSD. And I don't know if you guys have seen images of this, but like, man, I got goosebumps to see so many, I mean, thousands, between 30 to 40,000 teachers and supporters marching in downtown LA yesterday in the rain.
I mean, that shows you the commitment to the cause right there, because if you're on the other side of any strike, you're hoping like anything comes up and we just see that there's really not a whole lot of like support behind the cause. But to see it in the pouring rain and people dancing and people like, you know, voicing themselves, I mean, it was powerful.
Exactly, Brian. Definitely powerful. And you would ask yourself, what kind of impact has this had just in one day? And I'm speaking in regards to numbers, not so much of, you know, the impact that it's, I'm sure, made on many families and the way they go about their daily lives, you know, with their kids, dropping them off or not. So listen to this. Only 1/3 only one third of LAUSD's 600,000 students showed up to class yesterday.
Wow, that's surprising to me.
That's amazing right there, which approximately means $15 million was lost due to one day of the strike and those kids not showing up.
Jeez, man.
Because obviously the state pays the schools for every student that comes in, every seat that's filled, right? That's unbelievable right there.
I think one thing that showed especially is the level of support that the teachers have from parents. Mm-hmm. When their parents are willing to say, you know what, I know LAUSD is saying business as usual, come on in, but I'm not sending my kids to school when there's no teacher, there's no learning. I talked to parents yesterday who went and joined the demonstration downtown, right. Different various picket lines at the schools. They had their kids do it too, yeah. So the kids mm-hmm. learn about kind of, voicing yourself, being, when you're empowered to try to make a change. So that part to me, I think if you're LAUSD, you got to be sitting there going, wow, they got a lot of support from parents.
Well, obviously, the strike has to do with money, but it also has to do with having a better learning environment for these kids, you know? So, of course, mm-hmm. Their parents are on board as well. So.
Which all that needs to be funded, right? So that's the challenge is like, and that's what the parents' message and the students' message is like, hey, we want smaller class sizes. We want more librarians, nurses. I've heard some reports where at times certain schools only get a nurse once a week. You know what I'm saying? Counselors, et cetera. So just a little recap. $15 million lost due to the strike yesterday. Only one third of LAUSD's students showed up to class. Unfortunately, there's still no date that has been set for the next round of negotiations yet.
I'm guessing that with another couple days with a lot of support for the teachers union, mm-hmm. Government officials are going to start telling LAUSD, hey, get back to that table. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to figure this out. This is not something that can drag on and on. Yeah. So it may not have happened yet. We may not know, but it's going to happen soon. They're going to have to sit down and negotiate again and find a resolution where both sides come together and say that's agreeable.
The last strike happened 30 years ago in 1989, and it lasted 9 days. Hmm. So we just pray and hope that this one doesn't last 9 days. And at the end of the day, both sides want the same thing. A better education for the students, So there is a helpline if you have questions, if you're a parent, so don't know what's going on, what to do with your children. The helpline information's up on our social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. If for whatever reason you don't have social media, you can call.
Who are you? You're on social media. How do you live?
Are you okay? Honestly, I would want your life, to be honest.
Wait, you don't know what everyone thinks in the world? How do you do it?
I want your life if you don't have social media. It's 213-443-1300. Open from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Also, LA Metro is offering free rides to LAUSD students. LA Zoo and then the Los Angeles County Natural History Museum and the Peterson Automotive Museum are offering students affected by the strike free admission as well while the strike is going on. We hope this comes to a resolution. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio. Your chance to win $1,000 coming up in less than 10 seconds. And then in 5 minutes, we got the Amp Mini Mix for you.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Your chance to win 4 tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters in their SoCal tour by playing Is Brian Smarter Than Your Car Full of Kids. It's a kids' trivia game. We got 3 questions you got to answer within 30 seconds. Those same questions will be asked to Brian. He's going to step outside of the studio and come back in. He has yet to win.
Came close last week.
And I don't think it's ever going to happen, man. It's a kids' trivia game, so he's not that good, thankfully, at kids' trivia.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be really weird if I knew everything there is to know about, the Wiggles or what. Are they still popular? Daddy Finger, those songs?
They're out there. I don't know.
Sweetheart contestant, we got Israel from Garden Grove. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Israel? Who's in the car with you, bro?
I got my little sister, Soleil, and my little cousin, Silas, and my little cousin, Aislinn.
Oh, good times, man.
Yeah, what are you on, just babysitting duty today? What's going on?
What's going on, bro?
Drop-off duty.
He's in drop-off duty and going to use them to win tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters. That's great. That's a good cousin.
All right. Who wants to tell Brian why they're going to win today?
Me.
All right. Go ahead. Tell him.
We're
going to
win him because he has a big head.
Because I have a big head?
How did you know? This is radio.
He just sounds like it.
And he always loses.
There you go.
All right, guys. So Brian is stepping outside the studio.
That's so funny.
Be careful. Don't hit your head on the way out.
If you have a big head, doesn't that mean you have a big brain?
Sometimes. Doesn't mean you use it, though,
okay,
Chelsea.
True. Just clarifying.
All right, Israel, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Get out of the studio, bro. All right, 30 seconds on the clock. Here we go. Name the only boy on Dora the Explorer.
Diego.
Number two, the TV show Blaze and the Monster Machines features what kind of vehicles?
Monster truck.
Number three, what's your least favorite food that your parents make at home?
Orange chicken.
Oh, that's right. Great.
Wow. That's pretty good. My parents definitely did not make orange. What? Hey, Brian, what's up? Welcome back. I was going to say it, but I did it. I held back. He was coming back in.
You got the first word, I think.
All right. Orange slices.
Oh, he's putting that big head to use.
Right. I'm not above cheating. Don't continue.
All right. Here we go. 30 seconds on the clock for Brian. All right. Number one, name the only boy on Dora the Explorer.
Alfred. Sounds like a butler or something. Oh, don't laugh at me.
Number two, the TV show Blaze and the Monster Machines features what kind of vehicles?
Monster trucks.
Number three, what's their least favorite food that their parents make for them?
Orange. Orange.
Time's running out.
Orange chicken.
All right, there it is. There it is. Time's up. Dang, I messed that one up.
People really make orange chicken?
That's what we were trying to say. We're like, who makes orange chicken at home? That's amazing.
I only get it at Panda Express.
Exactly, bro. All right, here we go. Let's go through the questions right now. Name the only boy on Dora the Explorer. Brian, you said?
Alfred,
also on Batman. Sounds good. It's actually Diego.
Not close.
Yeah, so the kids got that one correct. Number two TV show, Blaze and the Monster Machines, features what kind of vehicles? You said, Brian?
Monster trucks.
The kids also said monster trucks. You're both correct.
Booyah!
There you go.
Number three, what's your least favorite food your parents make at home? Brian, you said?
Well, I heard orange, and the only thing I could think of was orange chicken. That doesn't sound right.
That is also correct.
What? No way!
Yes!
Your parents make orange chicken? Going to your house. Yeah. What the heck?
He's like, yep, very proud.
Israel, I've never met anybody that their parents make orange chicken at home. That is so awesome, bro. Is it good?
Well, obviously not.
He says it's good. His sister says not really.
Nah.
Well, congratulations, guys. You won four tickets to go see the Harlem Globetrotters in their SoCal tour. Congratulations.
There we go.
Yep.
Thank you guys for listening. Visit HarlemGlobetrotters.com/SoCal for your tickets. Love you guys. Have a great day, and thank you for listening to us. All right. Take care, guys.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Thank you for hanging out with us. I don't know if you've noticed this, but if you've ever been around like little kids who are just learning to speak, why is it that the words that they love to repeat are the not so nice words? And like, that's the first word they'll learn, and they just keep repeating it, and they laugh in your face when you tell them don't do it.
Well, because you give them a reaction.
Right.
You can't, it's so cute, you can't but help laugh. But the problem is that you're reiterating that they're gonna get a reaction every time they say it, you know?
And any reaction to a small child is fun, right?
Like, it's gold.
Yeah,
it's winning.
They think they're in trouble, but they're like, oh, this is fun game.
Oh man, so there's this video that's gone viral of a 3-year-old girl that is driving her mom crazy in the video because she will not stop saying this one word that her mom does not want her to say. Absolutely hilarious. We'll play for you coming up next in 7 more minutes. And then my 2-year-old daughter, Ariela, kind of did the same thing to me. I'll play that audio too.
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Oh man, this next audio we're going to play for you is going to make you smile, crack up. Kids always do that for you. You know what I'm saying? Especially when they're not yours and they're doing something wrong.
Oh,
like, that's hilarious.
It's my favorite thing to do is when kids hit that age where they become little parrots, right?
Yeah.
Like my friend's kids, they just whisper stuff in their ear. That's not like super terrible, but just a slightly inappropriate.
And if for some reason, kids catch on to that first and foremost, and they'll repeat it. And Chelsea, you brought up a great point. Mm-hmm. Because they get a reaction out of it, you know? There's words they're not supposed to say, but they say it and we try not to laugh. We say no, but we crack up. And then they probably have a little cousin or a little brother and sister that kind of keeps egging them on. Hey, say this to mom again, you know?
I did it with a baby shark when I said the lyrics were, "Baby shark, don't bite my junk." And then your friend's kid was like, Don't buy my junk.
That's all he sings now. Lakin, he's 4 years old. Thanks. His mom really appreciates
that. Yes, I'm proud of myself.
There's a video that's gone viral. 3-year-old girl driving her mom crazy because she won't stop saying, damn it. Just her mom's like, you cannot say this word. Check this out.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
No bad words.
Bye-bye.
No. I said no. I love you.
I love you. Damn it.
No.
Damn it.
No. Just say bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Damn it.
No.
Bye-bye, damn it.
I said no.
Damn it.
Oh, no. Bad girl. I love you.
I love you, damn it.
I love you, damn it.
How do you get mad? She says, I love you.
She's saying everything her mom wants her to, like, no, say, I love you, okay? I love you, damn it.
I mean, that laugh she has, yeah, damn it. That laugh is a girl who's going to grow up to be a handful. Like a handful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm going through that right now with my daughter, Ariela. She just turned 2 years of age, and I've spoken to you guys about this. We're raising her to be bilingual, right? So we're both, my wife and I are Mexicanos, and my wife is dedicated to kind of speaking to her more in English, and I'm doing the Spanish because one of our listeners that called in told us that's the best way to do it, and whatever you say, I do.
Truth.
Remember that.
She was a professional.
Yeah.
But anyway, so right now, Ariela's in the cute stage where her R's are like L's or they're just silent. So, for instance, here's some examples, right? Her trying to say Ariela, my brother's name Jorge, and carro, which is car. Listen to this. Ariela.
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 Jorge.
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 Carro.
Carro.
No, no, no. Not good, which kind of sounds like she's pooping too.
I love she sounds like she'd be like a hip hop artist, like, ho, hey. He's back in Not By Nature days.
At least she finished my brother's name and it's just that whole head. You know? So anyways, the other day we come home and I'm trying to tell her, hey, home means casa in Espanol. Casa. And I knew she was having issues with her R's and her L's and all that stuff, but I didn't know she was having issues with her C and S sound.
Uh-oh.
For casa. And listen to this. Ariela, ya llegamos a casa. No, casa.
Caca.
No, no, casa.
Caca.
No. Llegamos a la casa.
No.
Casa.
No.
Ariela.
What is she saying? No.
My wife has never used the word caca before. Like, ever. We use popo. You know what I'm saying for that when she goes number two in their diaper? Never. I don't know where she got that from. And I was just saying casa, and then out of nowhere, she can't pronounce the S.
I love the best part is when she just flat out starts saying no. You're like, casa, no.
Like, that's a look into your future.
No.
Start saying no to you.
I learned this lesson. Yeah. No.
Oh, man. I got a lot of glimpses within the last week of my future with my daughter, Ariela. She's already saying no to me. She's running away from me and being like straight up,
I'm on nose.
Let's go. Check out the video of my daughter. It's on our Instagram at 971AmpRadio or look up the hashtag Words with Ariela. I'm going to start doing that with her, see what happens.
971AmpRadio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
I have a question for you this morning. Can you beat Brian's romantic fail that just went down this weekend? If so, give us a call, shoot us a text, 877-971-HITS. A little bit of context. Brian is in a long-distance relationship with a beautiful woman by the name of Jessica. She's in Atlanta. So as you can imagine, any weekend that he goes to Atlanta, he needs to leave a lasting impression.
Like, one night I got to knock it out of the park.
At least, you know. And this is Brian telling us his romantic fail earlier this week. And check it out. It was pretty bad.
We were going to have a real day of romance. We're upstairs, you know, we're getting into adult activities. And all of a sudden, I feel a tongue, like my dog's tongue, on the back of my calf. And he started licking the back of my calf.
What in the world?
And I'm not even kidding you. I didn't realize it was his tongue at first. I screamed like it was a horror film. I was like, "Woo!" And she was like, what? I'm like, Leo just licked me, like, way too close to stuff.
And I didn't realize it was him in the beginning.
Oh, I freaked out. And then he was, like, across the room, like, scared. And then she was like, well, that kind of ruined everything, didn't it? I'm like, nah, I mean, we can come back from this. And then she's like, look, you hurt his feelings. Now I'm in trouble because she thinks Leo's feelings are hurt from licking my calf while I was totally naked. I'm like, get out of here.
So nothing happened after that?
No. She made me take him outside for a walk because she didn't want, like, our relationship being damaged because I shrieked when he licked me. I looked at him, I was like, why did you do that? And also, why did I scream like that?
So can you be Brian's romantic fail, him screaming like a little biatch after his dog licked him?
I mean, it's just such an unnerving feeling. Like, you just don't know what it is. And at first, I was like, I'm like, babe, how long are your arms? What is that on my leg?
Your arms.
I realized it was the dog. I was like, man, come on, buddy.
I didn't scream like a little biatch, but I did a cry like one. Which is not a big surprise.
That might ruin the moment.
Yeah, just imagine you're getting romantic with your man, all of a sudden just starts crying.
Chelsea, fail. I don't know what to do.
Like, oh my gosh, how cute. He's got feelings. This
no,
is awesome.
No, fine.
Suck it up. You got to get some work done down there.
You know Colton from The Bachelor is going to cry his first time.
He probably will. Oh, but he's cute.
Out of embarrassment.
Oh, so it's okay for him to cry because he's cute, but not me.
Wow. Come on, you're like a brother.
So I cried because a little bit of context. Look, I'm 28-year-old virgin. I'd just gotten married with my wife, Janet. And not like her expectations were through the roof. Anyway, but, you know, there was flower petals, rose petals, if you will, all throughout the hotel room because we got married in Cabo San Lucas. And I'm allergic to roses and flowers.
Oh, that's a fail.
So that's why I just started crying. For that reason, not because I was emotional. Not at all, guys. It was just because of the allergies.
Mm-hmm. Your face is all swollen. Yeah. Like, no, baby, it's totally fine. We can totally do this.
It's the moment mocoso. I've always been waiting for.
Mocoso. It's a moment like this. Yeah. Start singing Kelly Clarkson. No, I didn't, guys, all right? Can you be Brian's romantic fail? Stacy from Trabuco Canyon, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Stacey, you think you can beat Brian's romantic fail? What happened to you?
Yeah, and unfortunately it happens more than I'd like it to, but I don't know what it is, but every so often when it's that time, my boyfriend will get like those really bad leg cramps or the spasm in the bottom of his foot.
Oh, I hate those.
Tell me to banana.
Charlie horse, right?
Is that stretch.
I don't know if it's, you know, certain angles or whatever it is, but he literally will have to like reach around and grab his foot because it hurts so bad. And if you've ever had that cramp in the bottom of your foot.
Oh yeah, and your toes like seize up a little bit.
Yeah.
The worst part is too is that it's a double whammy because it hurts, but it also makes you feel so incredibly out of shape.
You just remember
it
how
does.
Out of shape you are.
And so he literally will have to like lay in bed and like stretch it out. And it's just like, all right, thanks.
Stretch. Stacey, I know exactly how your man feels because this just happened to me a month ago. And my question to you is, though, how do you react to it? What do you say to him when that happens? Because I'll tell you what my wife does.
I mean, we have so much fun together. So like, I just laugh. Like, I mean, I'm not upset about the situation. I'm just like, just laugh because it happens so often.
Stacey.
And I'm like, get it together. Like, stretch it out before we get it.
Yeah, hit an elliptical
you know?
Or something. Yeah,
that is the worst thing you could do. That's exactly what my wife does. She just starts cracking up to the point where she's crying laughing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, really?
And it's
that's
like, how do you come back?
You
yeah.
don't, Chelsea.
It's like, do you want me to go get you a walker? Can you get downstairs?
You just don't.
I know.
Stacey, we love you. Thank you for listening to us.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Your man's pain. So we stretch now. I need a banana. All right. Denise from North Hollywood. Good morning.
Hello.
Oh, there you are.
She sounds annoyed. Hello.
She's so annoyed at the romantic fail, Chelsea. Denise, can you beat Brian's romantic fail? Screaming like a little biatch because of his dog.
let's hear it.
So I'm in the kitchen. I'm cooking dinner, making a salad. I'm chopping up ghost peppers. And my husband comes up to me all cute, trying to be all romantic. And like, and so I get a little carried away. And I immediately grab his, you know.
Oh, shoot. Ghost peppers. I see where this is going.
So he starts like getting super uncomfortable and like runs away to the couch and he's like doesn't know what to do with himself. So needless to say, he was just on the couch with ice between his legs
so
for like 2 hours.
You basically set his junk on fire with ghost pepper juice.
Ah,
I did.
Oh, no.
He was so mad. I was like, trying to make it up to him, like trying to kiss him, and he was like, get off me.
That happened to a homie of mine, but with Hot Flaming Cheetos.
That happened to me with a Tiger Bomb once when I was in high school.
Oh, yeah.
I pulled a hamstring in a basketball game, and I like rubbed some on my hamstring because like, I was trying to numb it. Then I even washed my hands, okay? Yeah. Then I went to go to the bathroom. And it's a slow burn. It takes a second. So I made it like halfway out onto the court, and I was like, what? And then I'm like moving around trying to get, I'm like, why do I need air up my shorts? And then like the rest of the second half of the game, like everything just felt like it was on fire. Like sweat, everything burned. It was the worst.
Side note to anybody who goes over to eat dinner at Denise's house, just FYI how they prepare their meals.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Warning to everyone.
Denise, thanks for calling in. Love you, girl. Have a great week.
See ya.
Chelsea, can you beat the romantic thing?
Oh man, mine's pretty bad. So I was dating a guy for about 3 months, and we decided it was getting pretty serious. We decided to take a trip out of the country to go to Central America, to this like little sleepy surf town in El Salvador, and
nice.
It was like this fantastic trip. 3 days in, you know, we had a little place right on the beach. There was, you know, you could like the ocean breeze was coming
you
in.
Hear it from your bed.
Yeah, exactly. We had this moment. So obviously we're like getting heated. We're in the bed, and you know. All of a sudden, it hits me, and my full body just goes into a complete cold sweat.
What?
And all of a sudden, I feel my stomach just like curdling, and all of a sudden, I feel nauseous. And he looks down at me, and he's like, "Are you okay? You're like so clammy." And I can't even answer it. I run to the bathroom, and it came out both ends.
Full evacuation.
All right. Yeah, it was bad.
There's no recovery from that right now.
You guys got real close on that trip.
Sure did.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
The second episode of the season of The Bachelor with Colton aired last night. You guys, I am living for the season. Love it. I haven't been this excited about The Bachelor since Ben's season, I have to say.
You know how I know it's good? I lasted 30 minutes without falling asleep.
I mean, they have like an extra level of, they just know how to cast crazies.
Uh-huh.
It's good. The casting producers and directors of this show just nail it every time. They got like someone from every genre. They know who the villains are.
Well, they've been doing it for 23 seasons.
They nailed it.
Yeah, they killed it. Okay, so obviously a lot of drama went down. The biggest scandal, though, of the show, Demi broke the unwritten rule. She picked up the group date rose before Colton gave it out, and the other women freaked out.
And she picked it up and was like, this is mine. All of us, I could tell, were like totally taken aback. It made me like slightly sick to my stomach.
I just think it's an immaturity level, honestly.
Yeah.
Picking up the rose, it means a lot. So to even touch it, I think is actually very rude to everyone.
It's bizarre that she thought that that was okay.
So dramatic. I love it.
It seems like confidence, man. She's like, that's mine.
Yeah.
Bye.
Can I confess something?
What?
When DJ Majestic was editing this audio, all I heard was, to even touch it is so rude. That's all I heard?
He's a virgin. It might go off.
That's all I heard. I was like, that's weird. Well, what happened last night? I didn't watch the rest of the show.
I loved it too because they had their first one-on-one date last night, and it was with Hannah B., who's a Miss Alabama 2018.
Aren't there two Miss, like, certain states?
Yeah, I forget what the other one is. Yeah. Miss Missouri or something? I don't know. It doesn't irrelevant. But this date was so awkward.
It was the worst.
I felt it was hard to watch. The chemistry was non-existent. Ugh. So she did end up getting a rose at the end because she opened up a little bit, but you could tell Colton's just not in.
It's because the producers are like, give her a rose. We need her later.
Exactly.
What made it awkward?
The conversation was so weird.
You could tell she was really nervous.
Yeah, and it just was like the going nowhere. Mm-hmm. I was actually rooting for him to just start making out because I was feeling so weird watching it.
Maybe she just needs like the questions ahead of time.
She needs do some prep work.
Miss Alabama.
And then I have to say, I think it's really obvious who's going to win, the front runner.
Really?
I do, and I don't know if I should say this. Should I say it?
Yeah, go on the record.
So I think Hannah G is for sure going to win.
Not Hannah B.
Not Hannah B. Not mistaken for Hannah B, awkward date girl, but Hannah G. You can just tell he's so smitten by her. He like pulled her aside and was like, I know that, you know, there are other girls here, but I've been thinking about you. You can just tell he's so smitten. She's going to win the whole show. I'm calling it right now, okay?
All right.
My favorite part of the whole episode was when he goes, like literally goes, I think I'm ready to lose my virginity like on this show. Yeah. And I'm like, wow.
Chill, man. Chill.
It's a ballsy move going from virgin to sex tape on national television.
decision in the fantasy suite. Good for you, buddy.
Yo, what are you guys' thoughts on all the girls shaming the girls who are like 31 and 32? Like, oh my gosh, I'm glad she spoke about her age because she's old.
Oh, I hated
it. What's up with that?
Because I like this season, I'm like, oh, I should have gone on the show, you know? And then I was like, well, now because I'm in my 30s, so I feel like I would be that girl. They'd be like, oh, she's in her 30s. She's the old one. And it made me angry. I was like, whatever, girls still got it.
And when you got out of the Bachelor house, I would be retweeting all of them.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm not going on the show. Not this season, at least. Okay. Rumor has it Drake may be getting his very own Vegas residency.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
So
that's good because it's 21 and over in Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Too soon?
That was savage.
Actually, respect for that
joke.
Yeah,
applause for that one.
That was good. I like that. So he hinted at it during his last performance in Vegas, basically saying, I'll be back here at XS all year. You have a lot of chances to see me. Sources close to the negotiations say that Drake has inked a 12-show deal over the next 2 years. So there's that. And then in other Drake news, a Drake Lullaby album is being released this month. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. I feel like this isn't going to land well after Edgar's joke.
Yeah, it's cute. It kind of actually makes this really awkward. But anyways.
Take it out on an awkward note.
Remember Hannah B?
Yeah.
That date with The Bachelor?
Yeah.
Awkward.
On that note, let's wrap up the Chelsea Report. That comes out February 22nd, though, if you're interested. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere. You made me nervous. Now I'm like stumbling.
It's all right, Chelsea. It's going to be all right. $1,000 coming your way at 9:10.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Yvonne from Fullerton, good morning.
Good morning.
Yvonne, thank you for listening to us. Please confess, who did you dirty?
My husband.
Oh, no.
I hate when it's the husband.
Still yeah. Husband?
Yes, my husband. Back in March of last year, I started noticing that he was acting different around me, like every day. And then I would ask him, and then he would like deny it. He would tell me, like, you're tripping. So then I confronted him, and I asked him, hey, what's going on? Like, are you talking to somebody? And he would deny it. He'll tell me, you're tripping. And then one night, he fell asleep, and I went through his phone, and then I saw that he had, like, a lot of messages with some girl from work. The messages were, like, flirting messages.
Yeah.
And I told him, hey, you're over here flirting with your coworker. And he was like, no, she's just my coworker. We're just friends. So then the days went on, and I ignored it. And then the weekends would come, and he wouldn't come home to sleep.
What would he say? Yeah, what was his excuse?
He would say he was hanging out with his friends.
Like at a slumber party with his homies? Or
we're
what?
Pillow fighting.
No. He would just go hang out with his friends.
Uh-huh.
So he would say he would be with his friends, but he wouldn't. And then there was this one time when one of his friends Snapchatted, like, the whole group that was together. And he was there, and then the girl was there, too.
The coworker.
Yeah, but I just didn't know where they were at, or else I would have rolled up to them.
Well, they were at the slumber party.
Yeah, and so I would ask him, and always, you're tripping. But then he went to jail, and he left his phone behind.
All right, hold on. You can't just drop.
Yeah, who went to jail?
Back up.
You can't just go from a slumber party to then he went to jail. Like, what did he do that he ended up in jail?
He had a gun on him.
Mm.
So then the cops, they found it on him. So they took him to jail, and he had left his cell phone in the car. So I was able to pick up the car. He was ready to meet the girl. So I pretended like I was him. I was pretending like it was him.
You were texting on his phone pretending you were him to this girl to go meet up with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you guys can already imagine what happened. Like, we fought and
you
that's
fought.
It and yeah.
Like fist fought.
Yeah.
Did who won?
Me.
Okay, that's just checking.
She wouldn't be telling if she got in a fight with her if she took an L on that one.
And even if she'd lost, like, she wouldn't say, oh, yeah, I definitely got my ass beat. Yvonne, this is the craziest story ever. Definitely did you dirty right there. So are you still with him?
No.
Good.
Oh, okay, good.
She's like only on visitation days.
Yeah, no, we're not together no more, so.
Damn, straight up sucio right there,
you're in a better place.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in and confessing who did you dirty. Do you feel a lot better now that you got that out?
Yes, I do.
Right? It's crazy how it feels good just to get it out and just move on from it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then, like, I want other people to hear this, too, so they don't feel like they're the only ones going through this.
Definitely.
Yeah. Preach, Yvonne. We love you, girl. Thank you so much for
listening to us.
Thank
you. I love you guys.
And confessing who did you dirty. Straight up Susios out there.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Note taken, guys. If somebody says, I'm going to roll up. It's totally different than somebody saying, yo, I'm going to show up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rolling up is a different attitude.
Just FYI. Somebody's always saying, yo, somebody's trying to roll up on you. Yeah, just go the opposite
bounce.
Bounce. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Superstar with the catch, Jimmy Fallon, tonight. Desde Puerto Rico with Bad Bunny. And that's going to be an epic episode right there. I can't wait to see what they did. Hanging out together, man. It's going to be good.
He's just like a wild man. His energy. When we saw him on the AMA red carpet,
He
just has like this, he wears what he wants to, his crazy glasses. He had like a fake eyeball in the middle of his forehead. Yeah. And he just has like this intoxicating, fun energy.
You just want to be around him, dude. And he's mad humble about it, too. Mm-hmm. He's just chill. We're Edgar Bryan and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio. Home of commercial-free Mondays. Thank you for hanging out with us. I don't know if you guys got to see the videos or pictures of the close to 30 to 40,000 teachers and supporters marching yesterday throughout downtown LA. It gave me goosebumps to see that, especially in the rain, to see that amount of support for, you know, smaller class sizes and better education in general, public education here at LAUSD. Yesterday was the first day of the strike, and man, did it make an impact. Check this out. Approximately $15 million were lost due to the day one of the strike.
Right, because two-thirds of students in the district stayed home, correct?
Exactly. So only one-third of the 600,000 students showed up yesterday to class. And actually, our street teamer, Joe Wow, was out in the streets this morning at Taft High School. And this is what he got, some audio from a student there. A lot of students, a lot of parents come behind the teachers and say, yo, we support you guys. Listen to this.
My name is Aisha and I'm from Los Angeles, California.
Are you in support of your teachers and smaller class sizes?
Yes, I think it's very important because it allows our teachers to have more focus on us as individuals and it allows us to have more interest in learning. For my school, I really want a nurse here more times a week and I would like more teachers because I see my teachers really like trying really hard to get everything together. Even though they have families outside of school, they work harder in school and outside. So that would really make things way better for this school. Well, I just want to say, if you're a student, just think about how you can support your teachers, like coming out here, putting yourself on the line with them, because this is what they did. They did this yesterday in the rain, so that's what encouraged me to come. Like, if they're fighting for me, why can't I join them in the fight?
Yo, Aisha for president, man.
No kidding. Right?
She's awesome.
She's doing it for all, like, these reasons that are all empowering and stuff. You know, I could support them because they support me. I got to be honest. I straight up would have joined the teachers on the picket line just for a better grade.
Yeah.
No, just for a better grade.
I was going to say, so you didn't have to go to school.
No, I would have gone up to all, like, my chemistry teacher, been like, yo, Mr. Fulton, I'm right here beside you, dog.
Yeah.
Remember that during second
Extra
semester.
Credit.
Exactly, man.
When that final comes in with a D+, yo, who was with you?
Yeah.
Well, dude, I was hitting that drum right behind you.
So the superintendent from LAUSD spoke earlier this morning. It was a nice little spin maneuver that he busted. Check this out. Quote, he said, let's build on the renewed attention on public education in our community and take it all the way up to the state capitol. And that way, you know, they can try to get more funding.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of saying, hey, you know, from his standpoint, we're doing everything we can in the offers. That's as far as we can go. Let's ask now for state help in regards to getting the teachers what they need to give our students a better education here at LAUSD. Remember, the last strike happened 30 years ago, and it lasted 9 days. So this is apparently, so far, 2 days right now. So hopefully it ends really soon, man.
I mean, with this much public support, when in terms of the parents, in terms of the kids not going in and losing $15 million a day, the union, the teachers union, is doing what they need to do to leverage their power right now to make their voices heard and make their needs known and get back to the negotiating table. Now, the union's probably, or the LAUSD is probably saying, hey, like, that's kind of a signal to legislators, like, hey, we got a situation here. We could also use your help to come rectify this. But with this much support, there's no way that they don't get back to the negotiating table as soon as possible, because you can't go losing $15 million a day during a strike.
And I hope just going into the negotiations, they're all thinking in the sense that we're not on separate teams when it comes to having a better education for our students. It's just that they're like, all on the same team mm-hmm. for that. Just
their visions of how to do that is different.
Right. And hopefully they can build off of that, though.
I know we got a couple of texts this morning from a lot of paraeducators, paraprofessionals, you know, auxiliary staff from schools saying that they're there and they're working extra hard. And they said on the text line, like, we need our teachers back. We work hard as it is as a paraprofessional and paraeducator. So shout out to them for doing what they can, because there are still kids going to school. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're torn between, I want to support, but also we got kids here. We got to keep them safe. So let's just get this figured out.
Absolutely.
I hope so, man. Real soon. Just want to send a special shout out to a street teamer, Joe Wow. For those of you guys that don't know, he showed tremendous range this morning. Usually he does our interviews at bars and clubs. He interviews drunk people for our Tipsy Talk segment.
I almost didn't recognize his voice, yeah. to be honest.
I thought he was going to ask somebody just down there, like, if you were an animal, what would your mating call sound like? Asking real questions.
I kind of wish he did.
Just listen to his range, man. Check this out.
Are you in support of your teachers and smaller class sizes?
I mean, you know what I'm saying, when it's a hard news compared to when he's out with drunk folk?
You think you're going to hook up with a guy, January?
I'm worried. Wait, what month is that again, Joel?
Guy January.
What the?
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
Thank you so much for giving us another day to do what we love. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio. Home with commercial free Mondays. And another $1,000 coming your way at 10:10 this morning with Yessi Ortiz. Get ready for that. Right about now, though, our Dopest Moment Award goes out to Soleil. She's only 6 years of age. And she absolutely crushed Brian this morning.
I feel like anytime your kids get on as your car full of kids smarter than me and they come out with some like just stone cold trash talk, they make Dopest Moments.
It's pretty much guaranteed.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We play this kids trivia game. And it's called, Is Brian Smarter Than Your Car Full of Kids? Brian has never won at this game. And we asked the kids, like, yo, why do you think you're going to win? And Soleil just crushed it. Check this out. All right. Who wants to tell Brian why they're going to win today?
Me.
All right. Go ahead. Tell him.
We're going to win him because he has a big head.
Because I have a big head?
How did you know? This is radio.
He just sounds like it.
There you go.
All right, guys. So Brian is stepping outside the studio.
Why is that so funny?
Be careful. Don't hit your head on the way out.
If you have a big head, doesn't that mean you have a big brain?
Sometimes. Doesn't mean you use it, though,
okay,
Chelsea.
True. Just clarifying.
Because he got a big head.
You guys just keep making fun of me as I'm leaving the studio. Hey, Brian, get out of the studio. It doesn't mean he uses his brain. He's pretty dumb. All these kids. Like, every time I bump into a family of listeners, and their kids are always like, why are you so dumb? Like, I just haven't seen Dora the Explorer, man. It's not that I'm dumb. I just don't know the stuff you know.
Or Coco, man. Come on. You promise that during the holiday break, you're going to watch Coco, bro.
All right. My next flight.
I may
tweet it. Well, I just don't want to cry in front of I don't want to cry in public.
It's guaranteed you're going to cry, bro.
Actually, you know what? If I cry in public, maybe I'll get some free drinks from the Delta flight attendants.
There you go.
Like, oh, this guy needs it. Look at him.
The next thing kids are going to be saying, we're going to be him because he's a crybaby.
Big-headed crybaby.
I can't wait for that day, actually.
Download our radio.com app. Check out our podcast. Search Amp Morning Show. And bam, you'll be able to catch us right then and there. All right. Love you guys. Thanks for hanging out. And remember, don't allow anyone or anything steal your joy. Let's go.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.